Here's a thought I'll title, One Subject, Two Orientations. I hope you don't mind, by the way, that I have my hat rakishly tilted to the side. Not because I'm trying to be cool, but because I'm trying to keep the 100-degree sun off the side of my face. I may have to move for the next video, but anyway. The topic today is One Subject, Two Compositions. My experience is that most subjects sort of tell me if they want to be a horizontal composition or a vertical composition, landscape or portrait, as they sometimes say. And the subject will sort of naturally fall into one or another, and it becomes pretty obvious that that's the composition that ought to be used. However, I have discovered that when I eventually get back and start trying to use those images in some sort of project that involves layout and design, it's often frustrating that I don't have a vertical when I only shot it horizontally, or I don't have a horizontal when I only shot it vertically, because that was the natural way to think about composing that image. What I've discovered is there's virtue in a discipline to make a horizontal composition and also force yourself to make a vertical composition if it's not naturally a vertical composition, and of course vice versa. I don't always need them, but when I do need them, I'm really glad I took the time to try to create a vertical composition out of a subject that naturally wanted to be a horizontal composition, or vice versa. Now, if you're just doing individual images matted and framed and hung on the wall, probably doesn't make any difference. But when you start thinking about books or magazine layouts or PDF layouts or anything like that, having the extra insurance exposures for alternate compositions is really, really useful.